Okay. Raise your hands if your parents helped you with that leaf project that you had to do when you were in grade school. And now, if you have children of your own, raise your hands if you helped your children with that leaf project that they had to do. And if you or your kids didn't have the leaf project like I did, substitute another project of your choosing. And even though this is a podcast and I couldn't see if you raised your hands, I'm guessing, if you were being honest, that lots of hands would have been in the air. The truth of the matter is parents frequently help their kids, particularly when kids are young and learning to do projects or preparing for class for the first time. Helpful and appropriate support is a good thing. But it's also important to learn when, as parents, we need not to help, not to rescue, not to intervene, when to step back. Oftentimes, the most difficult moment is watching as your child stumbles or fails, knowing that if you had stepped in, you could have rescued them. But failure can teach important lessons. And the goal of good parenting is to help one's child stand on his or her own two feet so that their accomplishments are a reflection of who they are and what they are capable of doing. Unfortunately, the message seems to have been lost on those parents who pay to get their children into the colleges of their choice. These parents, who clearly had too much extra income, hired a firm that, through unethical and illegal methods, ensured that their students who couldn't get into the college of choice got in anyways. No doubt these parents justified their actions in their own minds by assuring themselves that no one was really being hurt, and besides, their children deserve the best. But the fact is, people were hurt. Their kids, who must now look in the mirror and realize that getting into college isn't their accomplishment, but rather it was their parents who made it happen. And those students, who did desire to be accepted but weren't because their spot was given to someone who didn't deserve it. And it confirms for many that getting ahead in our society isn't a function of one's hard work, but rather the wealth of one's parents. All this undermines not only college admissions, but the trust that needs to exist for healthy democracy to function. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.